Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, welcome, and good evening. I know it's been a long time, guys, but here we are yet again, hopping down the rabbit hole. I, of course, am your host, Rachel Elaine, and with me, as always, is my wonderful producer and, you know, bestie and all the good things, and that, of course, would be the indomitable Carl Kafer. You can say hello, Carl.
Indomitable. Why, I'm impressed. Thank you.
Oh, quite welcome.
Hi, Carl. Carl here. Okay.
Well, and today we have, obviously, it's going to be a super special episode because it was enough to bring the rabbit hole back today. And that, of course, is something that I have no problem talking about, being discontinued. Well, Carl said discontinued products, so we may have some people calling in with some different opinions later, but we are going to be talking about our favorite discontinued foods and snacks and possibly even fast food chains. It just depends on how much time we have to go over everything and talk with everybody that's supposed to be calling and saying hey to us tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and say, let's get into it, Carl. And
okay, well, at this point, we even have a caller. We have a caller.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and start with that then.
Hello.
Hello.
I think this is Adam.
Yep, this is me.
It's Adam. Oh, my God, from the Cathode Ray Mission. It's like we're having a celebrity drop-in already.
We are.
I just don't even know what to do with myself at this point. But might open an OnlyFans. I'll tell you about that later. So, Adam, you know what the show's about today, and you seem like you were eager to call in and talk to us, so lay it on me.
It's about Carl's love of Steven Spielberg movies, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. obviously, no. When you announced this, I was like, oh, shit, I've got at least three or four items I've got to mention.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard one of them here. It's odd. It's odd. Trust me. So go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, the thing is one thing that people always say when they ask, you know, because this topic comes up every now and then. My wife loves YouTube, and sometimes she'll go down a YouTube rabbit hole, and one time she came down a rabbit hole that was quite like tonight's topic. And I said, hey, do you remember when Malox had Malox Whip? And she said no. So I went and found commercials for it, and I remember it not being on the market very long. I think it actually was on the market about 3 or 4 years, but I remember it only being around for about a year or so. But the thing is we all know Malox pretty much works. It's good stuff. It's been around for a long time for a reason.
One of the only things a pregnant woman can have.
Right, which is
a great
thing.
You live Malox on Malox Whip. In Mylanta.
Yep. Malox Whip. I had heartburn or stomach pain really bad. And I was a kid when this stuff was around back in the late 80s, early 90s. And a family member said, hey, we've got some Malox Whip. Why don't you have some? And it came out of a can like Ready Whip. And they put a little shot of that onto a spoon. I ate it. I swear to God, within 5 minutes, my stomach felt better. I'm not kidding you. It was almost instant relief. It was like immediate coating and cooling and whatever. I almost think they canceled the shit because they're like, oh, no, this is too effective. We're going to put all our other products out of business. Oh, my God. Or, you know, maybe the rest of the industry was like, oh, they've come up with something too good. We've got to stop this. I have no idea why, and I'm only kind of joking there, but, you know, I would love to find out why they actually discontinued it. But I'll tell you, that shit fucking worked.
I'll be honest.
Let me tell you something. I got one word for you, Adam. I got one word. Whippets. Imagine trying to whip it with Maylock. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that exactly, like, not quite the whippets thing. That's not where I was going. Just the fact that I love whipped cream and, you know, I'm a small person, but I could sit here and eat a fucking tub of it. Like, nobody's business. I do
actually wondered if maybe kids were, like, getting into it, taking it like it was candy and that.
That's what I was thinking. Is like, I'm just thinking here, like, I've heard about these alcoholic whipped creams now. And apparently they, and they sell them in my state. And I have to go find one because now that's some whippets I can get behind. But, yeah, I'm thinking that was probably discontinued because of the high potential for abuse, especially by children. Because if
if they ever wanted to put something that wasn't as child appealing and yet still is effective back on the market, please do, folks, because that shit worked.
Right.
And as I get older, my tummy hurts more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and throw one in here really quickly. And yes, I understand 100% why this was discontinued, but all of us who actually used it for its intended purpose are fucking pissed at you meth heads, okay? Fucking pissed, okay? Why did you have to take the most effective sinus medication, and yes, that's ephedrine, off of the market because of your fucking drug-addicted stupidity, okay? Like, I have not found anything in my life that works like old-school Sudafed used to, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And
Sudafedrin, man.
I was – oh, no, it was just straight ephedrine. Like, the pseudoephedrine is what you get now.
You know, I think they actually had an episode that briefly touched on this in Breaking Bad. I'm pretty sure Walt and Jesse had a discussion about the disappearance of old school Sudafed.
Yeah, they did actually. And I was sitting there as a lifelong consummate allergy and sinus sufferer, and I was just like, yeah, I'm pissed too, meth guys. Come on now.
And, yeah, I remember the scene being like, Walt looked at Jesse and saying, oh, so it's you people. And then Jesse was like, no, Mr. White, it's us people. You're one of us now.
Yep. And I cannot tell you how many times I've had people ask me to go buy them some cough medicine. And I'm like, how about a no? So, yeah, I was thinking more along the lines of food stuff, but this discontinued products in general, yes. And one of those definitely got to be the old school Sudafed. I remember I found some of that in a gas station like 4 years after the ban. Because it was some, you know, old school, tiny, country-ass gas station
so
in the middle.
So basically you were like Elaine finding the sponge.
Yeah. But actually, no. I checked the expiration on them, and they were still good for a little bit. I mean, they might have been expired by like a month or two, but they were still, I mean, at that point, it's just the efficacy of the medicine that goes down slightly, and even that's not necessarily the case. So, yeah, I limited myself and did not mess the fuck out and buy every box they had because I really only needed it for my allergies. But I was talking to the owner and I was like, dude, you probably need to get this off your shelf. This is totally fucking illegal right now. He's like, yeah, whatever, you know, old country guy in a gas station that doesn't even have like overhead lights in it. So, yeah. And on that note, what are you thinking about this, Carl?
I hate it that you got, even with pseudonephrine, you've got to show your fucking license and everything. It's like, God bless, man.
Oh, yeah.
And that stuff was absolutely fantastic.
Well, and now they keep a lot of the cold medicine and the allergy stuff behind the fucking counter in the pharmacy.
Yeah, they do.
And I think it's so ridiculous. I'm like, am I really looking at some Zyrtec and Allegra caged up like they're Tide laundry detergent?
Yeah.
Yeah, right along with the fucking condoms and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, dude, as far as condoms and preventatives go, like, that's the least logical thing to lock up. At least if they're stealing condoms, they're probably intending on using them. And then they won't be making more dumbass babies like themselves. Well, I mean, I thoroughly agree to that, but I don't believe that pitching that idea to fucking supermarket chains and stuff is really going to fly.
I got a story for you quick. So I'm in an Episcopal church, and I'm the organist, and they have a church school, and the teenagers were there, the high school people. They handed out condoms in church and talked about all of that and birth control and so on and so forth, be safe. And I was so proud of my church. I was so fucking proud.
I'm proud of that.
Anyway,
And on that note, really quickly, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
On that note, really quickly, and then we'll move on.
Well, we got
somebody
else too.
Okay, Carl, what are you saying?
We got somebody else. Hold on. Hello, caller.
You know, I've never used Sudafed. But you leave my mouth alone, you judgmental bastards.
Okay.
We can hardly hear you,
TC. Got it?
Yeah, now
oh,
we got
okay.
it.
I said, I've never used Sudafed, but you leave my meth alone, you judgmental bastards.
Well, you know, it's just because we love you, TC, and since I've lived long enough in the mess south, and I've known a lot of people who've made it, never touched it in my life, surprisingly.
I'm kidding, you know.
I can get you cleaner shit, babe. I can get you cleaner shit.
I'm sure you can. How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm gonna listen, but I'm gonna munch. I'm just eating my dinner. I just got home. So I'll pop in a second. I got a little list of things myself, so
awesome. Well, we can't wait to hear from you.
All right. Go ahead. Carry on.
All right.
Adam, you got any other?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
what?
You know, I do have not medicine, but I'll tell you this. Maybe my favorite potato chip of all time was the Applewood Barbecue and Cheese Lay's potato chips. And they were fucking awesome. They were on the market for quite a long time, and then all of a sudden they were gone. I can't find them. It looks like maybe they might be available to import, like maybe they still have them in Canada or Europe, but even so, they're insanely expensive, and there's no telling if they're old bags or new ones. And I'm not paying without knowing if they're old or new, and I'm certainly not paying those prices for a bag of chips. But they were delicious. But, you know, that's what always happens. I find some shit I like. I find some shit that's effective, something that tastes good, something that's comfortable, and they stop making it. Like my favorite pair of shoes. I can't fucking get my favorite pair of shoes anymore.
Yep. Happens all the time.
And they were the only
so
fucking shoes that supported my arches and were wide enough for my feet.
Mm-hmm. So TC, you got any list for us? Couple.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm eating my dinner, so go ahead and talk, and I'll get back with you in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah,
okay.
We're good. I'm with you on that chip thing. So something a lot of people don't know about me is that I am an avid fan of different, like, weird flavored chips. And
hey,
every time I go somewhere...
Can I ask you this? I want to interrupt.
Yeah.
Have you tried Cheetos Mexican Street Corn?
What?
No.
Yep, Mexican street corn Cheetos, and they're actually fucking decent. Better than decent. They're actually almost damn good.
I
found one bag, and I was pissed I couldn't find more.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I found one tiny bag, you know, one of those little 25, 50-cent, like, snack-size bags. I found one of those of dill pickle-flavored Doritos recently. And
you know,
holy
I just tried the newest. Mm-hmm. I just tried the newest one. What do they call it? Sweet and tangy. And I'm sure because I like it and it tastes awesome, it'll probably only be on the market for a month.
Actually, that's been out for a while. We've had them down here in the South for a bit. But I only found that one bag of the dill pickle Doritos, and I'm pissed. I'm pissed. Because
I think I've actually seen those.
Yeah, dill pickle chips taste like what salt and vinegar chips want to be.
They do.
And I have always been a fan of the salt and vinegar because I love vinegar, but I've always felt that they weren't salty enough. And those were amazing. And another chip, and this is one that I'm going to bring up real quick because we're talking about chips, is one from, I got it, God, I was working at the Half and Half, so this was probably 20 fucking years ago when I got these chips. And this was before the dill pickle chips came out and before all the lime-flavored chips came out. One time I was at the Dollar General next door to my work where I always picked up my lunch and snacks, and they had a bag of lemon-flavored Lay's. Not lime, lemon.
What? My life is different now.
Yeah. Mine was, too. My life changed that day. And I have never found one. I never found one since. And, you know, I like the lime potato chips. I really do. But I can't love them like I love those goddamn lemon chips.
I have to say, I like lime, but I don't love lime. That's probably why I don't get the appeal of these Takis that kids seem to love these days. You know, it's not the spice I have a problem with. It's the way that you can't fucking taste anything but the lime in it. And that's the problem with lime.
Oh, that's
how
you have to
on a lot of products.
Some of the,
when it overpowers,
some of the different
lime
flavors.
Shouldn't overpower.
No, it
lime
should not.
Can't.
And, you know, a lot of times when I cook with lemon or lemon juice, I add just a bit of lime because they really do enhance each other.
Oh, shit, you and my wife should create recipes. I think she does that. I think that's why her lemon stuff always tastes so good.
Yeah, it is, because it just adds that little bit of extra. Like when I do a lemon icebox pie, guarantee that part of that is going to be at least half a can of limeade. So they work really well together, but they can't be, well, lime can't be solo because it's really acrid. Lemon has that slight bit of sweetness that lime doesn't, but those chips just fucking changed my life. And I still, not even shitting you, 20 years later, look for them every time I'm in a chip aisle. Every time.
Yeah, and you're not going to find
them, one bag. Nope, that one bag is never going to be enough for me.
And you know, why is it that
one.
We always find this shit and never can find it again?
Yeah. I'll tell you one that I love, okay, that's no longer – and actually, Rachel and I had a conversation about this. We both agree about this. It's not a chip. But have you ever seen the cheese waffles?
Yeah.
They're sort of round, and they've got the real sharp cheese in the middle of them. Those things will ruin your mouth, and your stomach will just jump for fucking joy. Seriously.
Oh, my God, yes. Like, you know when you eat too many salty things and your mouth gets that, like, burn, and you can't taste much else, and it feels, like, really porous in the roof of your mouth, and your lips hurt because it's like, oh, my God, it's too salty, and but it's so good. Yes. And we this is actually the crux of what began this show tonight is fucking cheese waffles. It is the first snack I remember being obsessed with. And, you know, I've always been in a traveling family. So I have spent my life growing up going to different, you know, weird gas stations. I mean, you can ask Carl. We went on a road trip, and I don't stop at the normal places. I'll stop at the gas station in Bucksnort that is literally the only thing in Bucksnort because I just like it. It's fun.
And I was there.
Yeah. We have proof. So the cheese waffles were the first snack I ever fell in love with, and I remember being able to find them on the aisle, usually by the deli in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my God, I have been thinking about those since I was a kid. So even longer than the lemon chip with cheese waffles. Now, Carl and I did do some research, and we found out that there's a couple of different companies that do make a brand of cheese waffles. They're not widely distributed, so I'm still going to allow this one as a discontinued product because I haven't seen it since I was at the latest. I was maybe 10 years old the last time I had some,
yeah.
Maybe. But I've been thinking about those since I was 4 because some of my earliest memories are of the IGA that we had in Gravel Ridge and going back to the end caps by the butcher's side and finding those cheese waffles and then eating at least half the bag and just tearing my shit up. But I didn't care. I was so happy.
Yeah, those things were absolutely fantastic. Just fantastic.
There was a hot chip, and I can't remember what the fuck it was. I was a kid. It was one of those 25-cent ones. It came, I think it might have been like hot fries or something, some local knockoff brand. And the thing is every time I bring them back from the corner store, my mother would go, "You're going to shit your pants." And she wasn't wrong. I never actually did, but man, I got to know the porcelain altar, and it came straight out the front of me. I'm not embarrassed to say it gave me vomit every single time. Apparently, I liked it more than it liked me.
I've definitely been there with a few snacks in my life, and I will tell you.
And
that
why do we still do this
I
to
also...
ourselves? Because the tongue controls us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I'm not even going to lie. If I had a bag of cheese waffles in front of me right now with as geriatric as my intestines and stomach are lately, I would eat them. I would most definitely puke and probably shit myself silly. And you know what? I'd go back for more.
Yeah,
yes, but
seriously.
You know, as you exit one set of numbers and go into the next, you find that things just aren't like they used to be. There's a certain time in life where the universe throws a switch, and you're like, "Well, fuck, it's true."
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Oh, yeah. Like, now that, you know, I've always had reflux problems, but now that I'm an adult, water has given me reflux before. I am not shitting you.
Oh, I believe it. You actually have to be careful. Water's great, but you can drink too much. It'll just, like, kick in a gag reflex or, you know, upset things. Yeah.
And that happens to me now, too. Like, I used to be able to wake up in the morning, and I would be so thirsty that I would just chug, like, an ice-cold anything I could find. And now, if it's not, like, lukewarm, room-temperature water, or if it's in one of my bigger glasses, baby, could you please maybe put, like, 2 pieces of ice in there for me? Like, and I'm not even kidding. Ask my husband, because I'm very hard to get up. And so he'll wake up in the morning and be like, "Oh, baby, is your throat scratchy?" Your scrote, whatever. They're all scratchy in the morning.
I don't know. You're a tough chick. You might have a scrote.
God. I mean, I got to hold these big-ass steel balls somewhere, don't I? Anyway. But, yeah, and now if I drink anything more than, like, room temperature water or maybe just ever so slightly kissed by a chill, I'll throw up. If I drink it too fast, I'll throw up. If I drink it even moderately fast, I will go throw up. I've had to learn in the last few years of my adulthood to be able to, like, as thirsty as I am and just want to, like, little kid with a juice box, you know. No, I can't do that anymore. So it makes me sad. And maybe there's another reason a lot of these products are discontinued, because if I start to think about it, there might be a theme here. So we should keep an ear out for this over the next bit of the show and see if anybody else has more reactions like that. Because Carl and I got a bunch of food to go through.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Carl, you next, I guess? Or there's going to be TC?
I guess I am.
I'm back TC. Around, by the way.
Okay, no, go for it, TC. Go for it.
I'm back around. Okay. All right, you guys know I'm on the road all the time in the ambulance. I don't get to go into restaurants or anything like that, so most of my meals are ate looking through a windshield. I don't do McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't do Burger
nope.
King. That's why you see 300-pound EMTs out there. One of my favorite places is Arby's. And those motherfuckers cut out the potato cakes.
They did,
and
those sons of bitches.
Too soon, buddy.
Their curly fries and their french fries or crinkle fries, they suck. You know, I love those potato cakes.
Do they still have the Euros?
Yes.
Thank
the Lord.
Yeah, they have the Euros, and they have those stupid, like, you know, chicken salad sandwiches that everybody seems to like with the grapes in them.
Yep. Well, you know what I like? What I like is the Bronco Berry sauce at Arby's. That's the shit.
Hey, I love the Reubens. they make a damn good Reuben.
Okay, I'm sorry. No. Gotta go to New York.
For fast food, okay, Carl, I can't go to your New York fucking restaurant and have a Reuben, okay?
There's more places in New York to serve a good Reuben.
We're talking grab and go, motherfucker. And they don't have the potato cakes anymore. And that pissed me off.
Those potato cakes were life.
Oh, those greasy fucking things are wonderful. You know?
Actually, the best Reuben I ever had was at a little fucking diner in the middle of nowhere in Michigan, and that thing was could have choked a fucking horse. It was awesome.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can get them everywhere, but for fast food, it's hard to beat that Arby's Reuben for a sandwich.
As far as fast food, they're still one of the few places in the world that has a French dip. And the sandwich itself is kind of bland. The au jus by itself is kind of bland. But if you put them together, it's like flavor explosion, man. And I'm not kidding.
I have to say it's not a bad French dip, but believe it or not, the best French dip I've ever had in my life is at a pub across from the university where I got my degrees from.
Oh, I absolutely believe it. Some of the best food I've had in my life has been pub food, and unfortunately I can't bring any of that up because they've all been local pubs, but man, let me just say this for any Arkies out there listening, all my Little Rock people, tell me you don't miss the old school Markham Street pub menu where you could get like a fat ass, you know, ribeye steak with, you know, crab bernays on top. But you could also get fried chicken fingers that look like they came from radioactive chickens.
After Carl gets his, since we're seemingly sticking to fast food, Carl, you go ahead, and I'll add in the fast food items
that
I wanted to mention.
I got a fast food one, too. I got a fast food one,
too. That's what I'm saying. You go ahead.
So I love Checkers. Checkers is my second favorite.
Flash Rallies.
Or Rallies, okay. The other one is on the West Coast, but they will be coming to Tennessee, and that's In-N-Out. But Checkers.
Oh, I'm an In-N-Out
guy. I love their fries.
You know,
I love their loaded fries. I just mentioned something on Facebook how I just adore their loaded fries. But, man, they had a Swiss mushroom burger that was fucking unreal. And back in the day when I was working at Music and Arts, you could get two of those for $5. And those things were just fantastic. And you can back me up on this, Rachel.
Yes, I can. And I do just want to specify for everybody out there, I call it Rally's because I'm from Arkansas and we don't have Checkers there. He calls it Checkers because he's from, you know, New York, Maryland, all that bullshit, and they don't have Rally's up there. But Rally's and Checkers are the exact same restaurant. Look at their packaging. It says Rally's Checkers. And I agree with you there because I told you a long time ago, Carl, that a mushroom Swiss burger, if they have it on the menu, is how I judge a lot of places' burgers. Because, yeah, anybody can make a basic-ass cheeseburger with mayo, mustard, onion, lettuce, pickle, ketchup, all that shit. But if you can make a flavorful mushroom Swiss burger, I know you know what the fuck you're doing. And I've also told you, Carl.
There's a local place. I'm not going to mention it here, but I just sent Carl the information because apparently he loves this. There's a place here. They do a steak and a non-steak version of a mushroom Swiss burger. My wife, when she first moved here, we went there, and she saw it. And the first thing she tried was she was hungry. We'd been driving for hours and hours, and she just wanted a hot dog. She was like, "Fuck it!" And I grabbed the mushroom Swiss burger, and she's like, "What's that?" And I gave her a taste, and her eyeballs about blew out of her head. A day or two later, we went back, and I think if she's eaten there 20 times, she's gotten that burger 18 of them.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's awesome.
Checkers really does it well.
Carl, did you say In-N-Out cut out their mushroom Swiss burger?
No. In-N-Out doesn't have a mushroom Swiss burger. I just said that In-N-Out is my favorite. In-N-Out, of course, is out of California.
He was saying for my benefit that In-N-Out is about to be coming to Tennessee.
Well, now it's in Denver. I went to it last year in Denver. And, of course, I've been to it in California before. But on the mushroom Swiss burger, we have here in Pittsburgh, and if I pass it every day on my way to work, the farthest north Hardee's there is.
Ooh.
And I like their mushroom Swiss
burger. That's the best.
Amazingly.
No, that is the best. I was going to bring that up, TC, and this is why we're spiritually married, bro.
You
understand the good food, too.
Another Hardee's above the Mason-Dixon line. I really don't. It's just
I don't think there is either.
Rare in the middle of fucking Pittsburgh Hardee's. You know?
And that is so weird.
I love their breakfast. Their breakfast biscuits are awesome.
I've told you this. No, I don't think I've told you the story, TC, but if we're going to talk about food, I mean, as far as crazy discontinued items, Hardee's is one of them. That could be a whole episode on its own, so I'm not going to get in there. I am so insanely happy that they still have the mushroom Swiss burger because that is the one that I will travel 25 minutes out of my way to go get the mushroom Swiss. Because also, as far as basic-ass fries, which you can get different kinds there, too. They still have waffles and, I think, curly at Hardee's.
Well, you know, you just talked about driving 20, 25 minutes out of your way. I will drive 20 minutes across town, maybe 25, depending on traffic and weather, just to get donuts. Now, there's a donut shop 5 minutes from me and another one about 6 minutes the other direction. They're both fine, especially the one. They have a really cool cream cheese donut that I adore. But nothing, and I mean nothing, beats the one in my old part of town. I've been going there my whole life. I will still go back there. I will represent that place because, damn it, that's the best donut in the whole state as far as I'm concerned.
You must not have a Tim Hortons near you.
Yeah, I
can
even
give me O's.
Oh, I don't know. Mark's Donuts down in Levy. That is one that I am sad that I am no longer around. I used to drive past it every morning on the way to school, like college, not elementary, but.
Well, we didn't think you were past
it. I didn't think you drove in elementary.
That was one of those donut shops that, yeah, you passed literally like four other donut shops basically on the same road to get to Mark's. And you try your hardest to get to Mark's before anybody else because they're one of those places. Sorry, I'm having some asthma issues today, guys. I've got to hit my inhaler in a little bit, but just please forgive me. Mark's Donuts, you got to get there because once they're done, they're done. They don't make any more donuts for the day. They sell out.
That's how the place on the other side of town is. They stop making the donuts around, I think, 8, 9 o'clock. Other donut places will make them up until, like, noon. They stop making them, like I said, sometime between 8 and 9. After that, that's it. And if you get there any later, usually, I'm going to tell you, any later than about 10 o'clock, you are fucked.
I have never been able to find anything at a Mark's Donuts at 10 o'clock other than an orange juice or some chocolate milk.
I usually try to get there about 8:30. But then I'm on the stand in the line.
Well, luckily I had early classes. But with all of that,
Carl, that reminds me of Colombo's bread back home.
Yes, absolutely.
You had to get that by 10 a.m.
There was another place in Frederick called the Fractured Prune, and they're actually a small chain, and they didn't make it past 10 o'clock.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a donut show.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, before we leave this part of the topic, I told my wife about this topic, and she and I are having fun with it, and I think I would be in deep shit if I didn't mention two things that she and I actually both really liked. They're junk food, but good junk food. Do you remember the shaker salads and the fruit parfaits from McDonald's? Because I don't know in your area, but looking it up, I can't find that McDonald's anywhere carries them anymore. As far as I can tell,
they're
discontinued.
Long they're long gone, both of them.
And the thing, especially the parfait, those parfaits I haven't seen in years, but the shaker salads, last time I saw those were about 5-6 years ago. Those were good. Those were really good in a pinch.
Okay, right there with you. You mentioned McDonald's. I don't eat McDonald's. And one of the reasons is one of the few things I was able to eat on their menu up until a few years ago when they discontinued it was their Southwest chicken salad, like the grilled chicken salad with the corn and the black beans and the tortilla strips and shit.
Yep.
So good. Perfect dressing. It was Newman's Own, Southwest Ranch, whatever. It was great. Loved it. They've discontinued all their salads except for, like, one, and it's, like, some ranchy-ass Cobb salad or something, and I just can't,
if you like
I can't go
that, Wendy's has a Southwest avocado salad with chicken that's pretty good. I'm not going to say great, but pretty good.
Ooh, I like their taco salad.
Yeah, I have a very severe aversion to Wendy's, so much so that I absolutely refuse to go there because I used to work across the street from one and my coworker, old 70-something-year-old man, used to always try and feed me because I was way too thin. And every time I ate something from that Wendy's, it made me sick. And now I can't go into a Wendy's. But I am pissed that many years ago they discontinued. They used to have these pita wraps, and this was way back before the pita craze. This was when I was like a mid-young teenager. I was probably 12. And they had a chicken Caesar pita wrap that fucking killed. I mean, it knocked everything else out of the park. And once they discontinued those, that was the last time I actually really ate at a Wendy's, other than when Lucky was feeding me and it made me sick every time.
Wow. Well, you know, I hate to do this, folks, but my voice is starting to fade on me. So I'm going to let you guys go. It's been fun. I wanted to last the whole hour, but I'm just not going to be able to. So especially if we're going to do that show on Thursday, eh, Carl?
Yeah, show on Thursday. I'll talk about that when we do housekeeping. So,
yeah. So, it was a pleasure, gang, and we'll pick this up later. Have fun, guys.
All right. Take care.
Absolutely, sure. Adam. Love you to death, and can't wait to hear from you again. Please come back to the show later. I have a feeling we're going to have to continue this discussion because we've all got some amazing shit to say. And, I mean, we've cut off conversations about things like fast food and stuff that we have not nearly broached the topic of because, like I said, I've grown up on the road, and there's things I remember from all across the nation that I am so disappointed by. So, but, again, let's keep going. I guess, TC, you got something next for us? I heard you had a whole fucking list, man.
I whipped up a list for you. All right, discontinued products, items, whatever, right? As long as they're discontinued.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
LimeWire.
Oh, the music. You're going to bring this up.
I stole probably about 13,000 songs on that thing, and then, man, I was shitting bricks when they started busting people on that.
Shitting bricks back in the Napster days because you have no idea the library I had on that.
That's it, and that's what I got off LimeWire, too, because it was after Napster kind of got busted. And everybody went to LimeWire, man. I got a whole external hard drive full of music just from that. And I haven't even tapped into it for my show yet. I mean, I miss those days. And you know, but I understand. And thank you, Metallica. But they weren't making any money, and it's because of those services and file sharing why I'm paying so much fucking money for concert tickets now.
Oh, yes, it is.
They can't make the money off the sales anymore, so they make the money off the live. That's why you see so many people out on the road nowadays, you know? So,
yeah, and, you know, I didn't even think about stuff like that. When we brought this topic up, Carl and I literally just said, you know, discontinued products, but we were talking like food. That's really what brought it up. But I am really interested in hearing more about this. Like, I think we need to do another show in a few weeks. And
that'd be a good one.
Because you guys are bringing up stuff like medicines and services that we used to have. Like, wow.
Yeah, did you know, because like Carl invited me on, I found out that I was going to be done work early. So I just kind of like went online to see some shit that's been discontinued. Have you seen certs, the breath mints?
Oh, yeah.
Are they still out
there? Those. No, I don't think so.
Are they still out there, though?
No,
yeah,
and you know what? I think about it now, and I'm like, no, those were the ones that had the cool, like, almost jelly center in them.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe they had, like, speckles to them, too, or something.
Yeah, they had the speckles, they had those ones that were round, too, that had an actual, like, jelly-ish type center in them. Oh, my God, those were so good.
They kind of look like lifesavers. But they were like the original breast mint. They were the top dog, the big banana. And then Tic Tac came along, and I think Tic Tacs kind of killed them.
Yeah.
But I saw that on a list. I'm thinking, yeah, I haven't seen a roll of those in a long time. Of course, I don't look at the rolled candy or any of that shit anymore. But, I mean, I was surprised to see the direction.
How the hell did Tic Tacs beat out Certs as a breath mint?
It must have.
I don't know.
It must have, because they had Certs on a discontinued list, and it surprised me. Because those were around.
I'm surprised about that,
you know,
too.
My mom had them in her purse. You know, I mean, they've been around forever.
Every grandma and mom had a roll of Certs in her purse. And you knew how cool she was, depending on what flavor it was. And let me tell you, if they had those Certs back in the day that had the little, like, red pieces in them, you had some cool fucking people, because that was a primo flavor, okay? Now, I'm also going to say, if somebody had a roll of Lifesavers in their purse, they was going to be your new best friend. Which, fortunately, Lifesavers are still around, and I know that sounds stupid, but there is something about just sucking on an old school Lifesaver and getting it to that sharp point where, like, if you swallow it, it's going to just slice your throat up the whole way down. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I got one along the same lines, okay? I am 10 years old, and there's a commercial on TV that has this really weird music. And I went and I would hear this music. I would immediately go to the TV and watch it, and it was for Luden's Cough Drops. Do you remember Luden's?
I have a pack of them right now.
What
okay.
Luden's Cherry Cough Drops.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know they were still around, but the one thing I do want to say is I found out later who wrote the music.
Zappa.
Frank Zappa.
You know, I had a weird feeling when you said there was weird music that it was going to be a Zappa thing, so I'm glad I called that.
I mean,
I'll send
Luden's
that to you guys. It's just fucking hysterical.
Luden's cough drops, you didn't have to have a cough to eat those things. They were so damn good.
I know.
I didn't have a cough. I would go through those like candy, man. Freaking love those.
Yeah, well,
I actually
did.
They had a honey. They had a honey lime one that was just, oh my god, so good.
Oh yes. See, there you go. That's another one I forgot. So, as far as cough drops and stuff, back in my day, it was like Ricola and Halls. And I was a kid. Okay. So if you've seen that recent meme about when you accidentally give your kid the full mint toothpaste and you look down, why is it spicy? That's exactly what it's like with Halls and Ricola, okay? Even as an adult, you're like, damn, I'm going to get a punch. When I was younger, and I was, again, I told you guys, I was a bit of a sickly kid. Bit of a sickly adult, really want to be honest about it. They had Celestial Seasonings, like the tea brand that you find at every shitty grocery store ever. Celestial Seasonings had their own brand of cough drops, and they were specifically meant to combat Ricola and Halls, so they tasted good. There was this honey lemon chamomile tea one that they had. If I could get cough drops like that these days, because they were effective, but they didn't have that intense medicinal punch. Oh, those were amazing, and I am sad that they have discontinued those. Now, I'm sure technology has made better cough drops, but
I remember the Halls. You'd pop a Halls in your mouth, and it's like your eyes would water. You felt the whole thing. You felt it go through your entire brain.
Those Halls commercials where they had the people being like slapped in the face with like a fucking tsunami of water and shit after they take the Halls. Those are some of the most unrealistic yet strangely accurate commercials I've ever seen in my life, because that's exactly what a Halls is like.
Look like your heads and, are melting.
Yeah.
They're steaming.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I get you there. No, I wish I'd have known, Carl, because you didn't look through the candy bowl here much, but there's literally a whole tin of Luden's cherry drops over here in the candy bucket.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't go there, actually.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that white box.
So it's not discontinued, but Luden's was fucking awesome. Anyway, I can't find them up here. They're not up north, I can tell you that. Okay, go ahead, guys.
I haven't seen
it. Do we want to get into candy? Because I got a shitload of candy.
Ooh.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of candy, like the 100 grand bar is gone. Well, if you know that
is
or
it?
Not.
Oh, I have that listed.
Yep.
Go for it.
The chocolate-covered paydays are gone.
I still like the regular paydays, though. I like the...
Yeah, I know, but I like the chocolate one, too.
Yeah.
Like a payday was missing something. Oh, chocolate. Yeah, okay. But the 100 grand bar's gone.
Okay, now that is a disappointment because it wasn't one that I ever went and bought, but when I got it in, like, Halloween packs and stuff,
sure,
I was like, dude,
good.
These people got the good bag of chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. That is a no-trade zone right there.
There you go. There you go. The only candy with a price tag on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing candy, Carl?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah, we can do candy. We can do whatever you guys want to talk about, because this is just us freeballing on things that we really wish we didn't have to live without right now.
Okay, I got a list. Not candy. Not food.
Okay.
It's automotive.
Go for it.
I am missing CD players
in cars.
PC,
we can't hear you.
I am missing CD players in cars. My
oh, God, yeah.
PC does not have a CD player. It's got to be all Sirius XM or Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I got to hook it up to my phone or I got to, you know, play my Sirius.
Fucking
which
ass.
You and I both, TC, 100% in love with Sirius. I do not know how much my husband pays for it. I am not going to ask.
Yeah.
I am in love with it, so there. And,
yeah.
No, but I am... 1,000% here with you on that, because I have a massive CD collection of stuff that they
so
just
do
don't play on the radio.
So do I. And what am I gonna do? I gotta load them on my PC, put them in a fucking cloud playlist just so I can hear them in the car.
Yeah,
you know?
I haven't even considered doing that. I mean, I'm still new to this
and the fact that,
like, you know, I have this car that's got, like, satellite radio, and I can hook it up to my phone. In fact, it annoys me sometimes. I've got so many third world problems. It annoys me that if I stand close to my car, and by too close, I mean on my front porch, and my car is in the driveway, you know, a few yards over, or if I, like, go into the back room to clean a cat box or something, my phone hooks up to my car Bluetooth.
There you go.
Just automatically. So I'll be walking through the house on a phone call and forget what room I'm in, and suddenly my phone goes boop, boop, and I'm like, what, ah!
Yeah, because you're away from the car.
Yep.
Okay, there's one that Carl would appreciate, too. Wing windows.
Oh, yes.
You remember the little wing
I
windows?
I love those. I thought
those
were the coolest thing,
awesome.
Like, not in any cars that I was necessarily in, but all the old, like, daycare vans I had to ride in for field trips and stuff, they all had those wing windows.
Yep.
And, like, some old school trucks. And I just thought they were the coolest fucking thing because I just always wanted to open them.
They were smoked while you drive. They were the perfect thing.
They were great for smoking.
But they were also great if you wanted it, like if it was raining or something, or you didn't want your window all the way down, you could turn that fucker right towards you and get a good blast of fresh air right at you.
Mm-hmm.
They were perfect. They were wonderful.
Yeah.
Another thing.
That is a good one.
Ashtrays and cars.
Oh,
yeah.
And it doesn't even, I'm not even thinking about the smokers. I'm thinking about the non-smokers that kept their change in there, kept their certs in there, you know. That ashtray was...
Kept their certs and their
100
grand bars in there?
Fucking A. Everybody used those ashtrays. They weren't just for smokers.
Now, here's the thing. I am a smoker who does smoke in my car, but never used the ashtray. Like, I'll throw them in a bottle or, you know, forgive me, I'll toss them out the window sometimes. But I never use my ashtrays in my car. Because even though I smoke in my car, I can roll down the windows, I can spray it down, I can vacuum it, whatever. It smells perfectly fine again. But that ashtray in here just makes it awful.
That's right. Yeah,
and this, again, is from a consummate smoker. I smoke a lot, okay?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I miss the ashtrays in cars.
Think about it this way. Think about it this way. When they eliminated the ashtrays for the people who use the ashtrays, now we're creating more litter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that is something
now
I do not abide by in my vehicle. I do not abide by litter. Your trash will not get thrown out of my car. I have literally pulled over and backed up to make people pick up shit that they've thrown out of my car. And if they can't find the shit that they threw out of my car specifically, they're going to pick up at least twice the amount from the side of the road.
Yeah,
and I am not fucking playing.
But we're flicking cigarette butts out the window. Is what I'm saying.
Well, I feel bad about that.
Everybody start flicking their cigarette butts out the window.
Yeah.
And seriously, if you can look into it, there's a lot of places right now that are really trying to combat, like, butt litter. Because if you go to, like, hiking trails and stuff, and I'm sure you know this, PC, because you do a lot of outdoorsy shit. You and those Falcons and your outdoorsness and whatnot. you see it. Like, you see the cigarette butts everywhere. And that is the place that I do not throw my cigarette butts. Like, I will throw it in somebody's parking lot because I've been the motherfucker paid to clean it up. And frankly, it gets me outside so that I can smoke a cigarette and sweep up cigarette butts. So I'm all for it. Like, I'll throw it in your fucking parking lot. I'm not throwing it in your goddamn beautiful natureness, though.
No,
and I'm one of those people
not.
That if we're hiking on a trail, I keep a bag on my shorts to pick stuff up. And that is, you know what? That brings up the most perfect eliminated thing. And this, all three of us can agree on this, I'm sure. Smoke holes. Smokers only area.
Oh,
smoke holes.
Oh, you
know,
I know
where
what
all
you
the
mean.
Smokers go to smoke.
Yep.
Yeah. Like in airports, I don't know anymore. It's been
you can't
God,
smoke
probably
in
at least
an
20...
airport.
No, it's outside.
Well,
now. It's all outside.
And that's what I thought. Well, like, oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, when I fly to Denver or anywhere, I have a smoke before I go inside, and I don't have another smoke till I go outside. And that's even if I'm flying somewhere like, you know, I've gone to Dallas and New Orleans for deployment, you know, where there's connections. Now, I can't even have a cigarette during connection, you know. So it's like 5 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
But I agree
that's
on
where
that.
You have
and
to
now,
take a rest, buddy.
I mean, I'm around all these hospitals. And you can't smoke anywhere on their grounds, you know. You know UPMC, which is the big hospital chain around here. UPMC about four or five years ago made it so their employees are not allowed to smoke. You can't smoke in your car on your way to work. You walk in there and somebody smells that on you and they'll snitch on your ass.
Yeah, and they will snitch on your ass to the insurance. And that's the problem is I've seen places that are nicotine testing employees before hire.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I really feel like that's a super violation. I mean, I also feel like drug testing is a violation, but I have reasons for that.
But every night you can go home from work and drink a 30-pack of beer.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Go to work
no,
next day,
every night you can go home and drink a half gallon of whiskey, because I know a lot of people that do exactly that. You can drink a half goddamn gallon of whiskey and get in your car and drive, and nobody's stopping you until you do something dumb. But, like,
can be a functional alcoholic, as they call them, a functional alcoholic.
Yeah.
You can go to work the next morning, you're still drunk. But, boy, if you smoked a cigarette or smoked a joint, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. See, that was the thing with my father. He was a functional alcoholic, and he always had been, and he's one of those people that I spoke about that was a half-gallon-a-day kind of guy, and I'm not shitting you a half-gallon-a-day. You don't have to wonder what it was that killed him, because the coroner certainly didn't when I started telling him, well, he's got this wrong. And coroner's like, yeah, we don't even need to worry about an autopsy. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with other things. It's like I can't take Sudafed because people are abusing it. But frankly, I don't know of Sudafed itself that's actually killed people. The meth they made out of it did. But
nobody's ever overdosed from Sudafed.
Yeah, and here I am, like, and don't get me wrong, I am a drinker. I am a consummate drinker. I don't think that our laws regarding the consumption and possession of alcohol are in the slightest bit fair. But that's just one of those things, because, I mean, there's drugs out there that, people are going to kill themselves on, but let them. They're either going to do it with drugs or they're going to do it with a weapon. So, like, just let people do their thing, you know, weed out the surplus population. They'll take care of themselves, and if you don't like drugs, don't do them.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. I have been in the – yeah. So, anyway, let's get back to discontinued products. And things we can't live without.
Okay.
Now, I actually have
one.
Well,
you haven't said anything. Why don't you go?
Me?
Yeah,
Yeah, okay. I have one, and I am, unfortunately for you guys, or, well, maybe fortunately, depending on how you feel, I am going to take this back to the food thing for a minute because that's one of my major topics on this show. And I just have to bring up, I have to bring this up. Carl, I'm sorry.
Okay, go for it.
The Choco Taco.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why did they
I cried. I believe because the factory that was making them was having some issues, and it was going to take, like, forever or something for them to fix it, and they basically just sold the factory and decided not to make them anymore. But that is not... That is not 100% scripture, so please do not quote me on that.
Yeah, but
because you know there's
something along.
There's been a lot of ice cream crises over the past number of years, and I don't know if you guys know that or not particularly, but we have a lot of major ice cream plants out here. Like, I think it's Bluebell is one of the ones that's actually from Arkansas, and we have their major plant.
That's
and there's
big.
There's a few more, and there's been a lot of lysine contamination, and also there was that crazy bitch that, like, got recorded opening up the ice cream and licking it. Well, she wasn't the only person that was doing that. So there's been a lot of shit going on with ice cream places over the past number of years, and really snack cake brands, because that's something else Carl and I talked about, and
yeah.
Do you remember that, Carl, about the Twinkies?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Do you remember, TC, the great Twinkie crisis a number of years ago?
Yeah.
When the fucking Twinkie factory sold and closed?
Yeah.
And
I
it wasn't until.
That.
Yeah, and it was like that Mexican company that bought it and brought Twinkies back. And I'm pretty sure that they're the same Mexican company that makes a lot of the Spanish and Latin desserts and stuff and snack cakes
that
I see in the gas station.
But wasn't Twinkies owned by Hostess?
Did not go bankrupt. They closed their Twinkie factory.
So what are they called now, Twinkeros?
No, they're Twinkies again. They're just distributed by a different company now, basically.
A Mexican company. Twinkeros.
Well, yeah.
They got cream filled and guacamole filled and whatever you want in a Twinkie. Have a fucking Twinkie.
I'm sitting here staring at a bag of guacamole chips right now, and I'm pretty happy about that. Like, I have an affinity for...
Twinkies are something that I like that I don't buy, but if I knew I couldn't get them, I'd be bummed. So I think I was bummed back when that happened. It's like, well, maybe it's my fucking fault because I wasn't buying enough Twinkies. Yeah.
I, as an adult, have never been, like, I never buy Twinkies. I don't eat them. But I have those early childhood memories of Twinkies, and because those were something that we did not get in my family, if I ever did get one, it was like a super special occasion because I was at somebody else's house, first off.
Candle
right?
sticking in it.
I'm just a jerk.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Are Drake's cakes still around?
Is what still around?
Drake. Remember Drake's cakes? I think that was pretty much a Northeastern thing.
No,
I don't.
Their
Drake's
don't
cakes were
that.
Out of Philly. You don't remember them? Okay. No. I know, but around here, Entenmann's is huge. Hostess, still. Little Debbie, of course, has all their shit. But
I always liked the Nutty Buddies
I still do.
Ho-ho. Yeah.
Yeah, I still get the Nutty Buddies. And those seem to be any brand you get of Nutty Buddies are good. Even like the Aldi's store brand of Nutty Buddies. Here's one for you. A friend of mine mentioned the other day, I said something like, about the Bills losing. I don't know if you saw that post. I said, hey, look, it's so yesterday. Get over it.
Yeah.
Go have a Pop-Tart or a ice cream cone with sprinkles on it. You'll feel better. And then Mike Crawford texted me messaged. He goes, I can't find unfrosted Pop-Tarts. Plain Pop-Tarts.
You can't find what?
Plain Pop-Tarts. They all have
I don't think they do those anymore.
Yeah. They all have that, like, shellac-looking icing shit on them.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about Pop-Tarts. I don't like the fruit filling much either. The only part of the Pop-Tart I ever eat, if I'm, like, forced to eat a Pop-Tart, is just the crust.
Ah.
Hey, I got a 13-year-old back here verifying with me that I am not the only crazy person because they're like, nope, that's my favorite part.
Yep.
But I don't buy Pop-Tarts because I can't handle their super sweet filling and their icing and
Well, they don't have plain Pop-Tarts anymore, according to this dude.
Ooh.
What is up with that? I'm going to have to check into it because he said he cannot find plain Pop-Tarts without the icing on them. See, I'm a toaster strudel guy. Like
me too.
Strudel.
See, I can't do Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Oh, toaster strudels kill me, and my mom only got those as, like, a rare specialty when I was younger, because we was poor. We could not afford, like, pre-made breakfast foods and shit. That shit was expensive back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I always got toaster strudels in the freezer. Toaster freezer.
Well, as an adult, I always thought I would.
Yeah.
But I can't do it because I will eat them like a ravenous beast. I will go through a whole box of fucking toaster strudels.
Yeah. You know what else I always have on hand in my freezer? Them cheap old Monterey microwave burritos. You know, bag like 10 of those fucking things.
I got a giant ass bag in my freezer right now.
There you go. It's so easy just to pop a couple of those in the microwave and who cares? Head for the toilet 25 minutes later.
So can we talk about something? And the ones that I have are non-alcoholic, but there's been a lot of discontinued beverages in our day.
Oh, I got a couple of those.
Well, let me tell you something really quick along that lines. You know, and Carl knows I worked in the beer business for 12 years, you know, for Miller Beer.
I worked in liquor for 15. So.
I cannot begin to count how many alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages came and went in those years.
Oh, I know.
And I knew I used to do the planograms for the stores, you know, for the coolers. And, you know, it was all on numbers and shit. And, you know, I'd have to knock something out because it had bad numbers, put a new product in. 6 months later, you're knocking that out because it didn't sell. But you're right. I mean, you cannot keep up on discontinued beverages, but I'm sure you have a few that you loved.
I won't even go into the liquor side of things because my favorite job ever, I managed a liquor store for 5 years, but I actually worked in the liquor industry in other stores and bartending and everything else for, God, 20 years. So, yeah, I've had my fair share, but no, one of my favorites, and I'll start from way, way in the Wayback Machine, and this was one that Carl brought up because I think he was looking at a list while I was talking to him the other day, but there were these drinks. I can't even remember what I told you. Oh, yes. They were called Orbits.
I remember those.
And, yes. And they were the lightning carbonated, like, soda water, flavored soda water that had, like, jelly beads floating in it.
Huh. I never had one, but I just remember them and, you know, seeing them.
Yeah, you probably saw them. Like, if you look at a picture of them, you'll be like, those fucking things, yes. And I swear to God, I don't know why I remember this, but it was either the first scene of the Buffy movie or one of the first scenes in the Buffy show. All the girls are sitting around the table in the quad, and they're drinking Orbit. I don't know why I remember that. Maybe because I love both the movie and the show. Not going to lie, shameless nerd girl here. Yes, there was a point in time when Joss Whedon was a god. But, those days are long gone.
Carl, do you ever say
that again, DC?
I never had an Orbit.
Nope. I have two that I want to throw in real quick. And they're both Coke products, but the regular Coca-Cola with lime. Now, they have a diet now. You can get the diet, but you can't get regular Coke with lime.
Diet with lime, the lime tastes so artificial.
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly artificial.
For some reason, the regular Coke and lime, yeah, it was amazing. I don't even like Coke, but that was a good one.
And another one, too, you know I love my coffee. You know, that's one of the four C's. Right?
Yes.
They had, do you remember Coca-Cola Black?
I do.
Nope.
I never tried it, but I remember seeing it.
It was Coca-Cola with coffee. And it was magnificent.
Huh. Really?
Oh,
they
yeah.
experimented with that again recently, but I don't know. I haven't looked because,
They came up with something that was similar, and 3 months later, it's gone. Just doesn't
Because because again, I am Dr. Pepper Nation. Sorry. Sorry. And that's one of the ones
Sorry. I love Dr. Pepper too.
Coke is just so harsh
to me.
I'm a
pepper, you're a pepper, we're all peppers, all right.
There we go, buddy TC, again.
And don't forget, we're all David Martin, too.
I'm a Pepsi guy, big time. I have my morning Pepsi.
Oh, dear.
But Dr. Pepper's number two.
I need a divorce.
If I go in a restaurant and they have Coke products, I don't get a Coke. I do not like Coca-Cola.
I don't like Coca-Cola at all.
All right. I will say Coca-Cola has to lead the world in tried and failed products. You think of
now,
anything
I'll
Coca-Cola
tell you a cola you haven't seen
failed.
In a long time that I loved. And I do like Coke over Pepsi. But what about RC Cola? I haven't seen
it. Oh, we sell that down here in the South.
That's still out there.
We sell that here in Arkansas and Tennessee like nobody's business. You can get our you didn't say it right. It's RC Cola, and you got to have it with a moon pie. Okay?
It's big
I'm not kidding. RC Cola and moon pies. It's a thing.
Carl and I remember when the bottle said Royal Crown Cola.
Yes.
This still
does.
It's the smaller.
Yep. Oh, yeah. RC Cola is still out there. You know one I miss? Frosty Root Beer.
No,
yeah.
I still see those in the glass bottles, too.
Do you?
Although I prefer them for their cream sodas because I think root beer is like puke juice. Hate it.
Well, there's where we differ. I love root beer.
But Frosty does too.
I buy Boylan's root beer, which is cane sugar root beer. And Boylan's is just fucking awesome. The black cherry soda.
I'll tell you what.
The root beer, the cream soda.
Mm-hmm. My mom loves birch beer.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
I can still find that.
Yeah.
My ex-husband was a real weirdo. He would only drink certain things, and one of the few things that he would drink was sarsaparilla. And, of course, root beer. Now, I can't handle those. I can't handle that green flavor, that licorice. That blacky green flavor, I can't do it. But I have learned something. So I'm agreeing with you on this, TC. I have learned that the companies who do good root beers also do a good version of my favorite soda, which, of course, is really any kind of cream soda I can get. And no, if you try to tell me that cream soda just tastes like flat root beer, you are dumb.
No.
See,
but
Boylan,
I would.
Boylan's
makes an excellent
cream
soda.
Oh yeah, Boylan's is very good. But
I find that
nobody drinks. Nobody drinks it other than me and various Jewish people I know. Have you ever tried Dr. Brown's Celery, otherwise known as celery soda?
I've heard of it, but no.
Oh, it's awesome.
I have seen it most of my life in Arkansas, but moving to Tennessee this year and knowing that you were coming, I looked for some celery soda for you, and I could not find any out here. But that's one of those things that, you know, it's interesting. This is what I'm saying. We have to have another conversation about this because it's interesting to see what things we think are discontinued because we haven't seen them since we were kids. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Dude, I can literally go down to the gas station two blocks away from my house and get you an RC Cola and a moon pie right now.
There you go.
Why did you do that for me when I was down there?
You didn't mention
I didn't know.
Yep. Rachel, you like cream soda, right?
Love it.
I got a cooking tip for you. Mm-hmm. Next time you make pancakes...
substitute the water, put in cream soda.
Bold of you to assume I make pancakes for people.
if you make the fucking box of pancake mix and it says add a quarter cup of water, add a cup of cream soda. Those are the best pancakes you will ever eat.
No, I believe it for 100%. I cook all the time. You know this. Oh. I love making food. But one of those weird things about me is I can't make pancakes or waffles to save my life. And my kids are always like, well, especially the five-year-old, I want waffles. And I'm like, get yourself a job and go buy some Eggos. Ain't going to happen. You want waffles, you can order some at the Waffle House, which is exactly what they do. We'll go out to breakfast, you know, about once a month or so.
If you put cream soda or ginger ale, either one, instead of the water in
pancake mix. Ginger ale.
Yeah, well, you do that in pancake mix instead of the water, too. My God, you will never eat pancakes another way.
Well, TC, I really have to thank you for that, honestly, because that is a baking tip that I am going to take to heart and definitely try. Like, I got this weird random tip from the back of a box one time, and it said, it was like for mashed potatoes or something, and it was like, instead of using water, replace with chicken broth. Best mashed potatoes I ever had. And so now, like, every time I make something savory like that, depending on the sodium content to begin with, but every time I make something savory like that, at least 85% of the time, I'll just replace with chicken broth. But that other 15% of the time, it's usually about half broth and half water. Because, man, you will never want to eat anything another way again. Like, you just put, like, a fucking bouillon cube in your water for your bag of mashed potatoes that you want to throw in the microwave and make, and it is going to take them to the next fucking level. But speaking of combining foods, that's another thing that I really, really miss. Okay? I am a bit of a fan of yogurt, but I'm particular. And they used to have these, they had two kinds. They had the cottage cheese mix and they had the yogurt mix where there was like a little corner in the side of the yogurt thing of some sort of topping. And then the other, three-quarters corner of the square would be your yogurt or whatever. And you would just like flip the corner over, dump your topping in, stir it up and eat it. And some of them were these, like, super decadent dessert flavors, and some of them were, like, cottage cheese on one side and strawberry preserves or peaches in the other. I fucking miss those. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Philadelphia cream cheese made those, right?
Actually, I think you're right.
They were
yogurt products, but there's another Philly product we talked about that I think you were going to bring up, or was I going to bring it up?
No, you were going to bring that up, actually.
Yeah. Well, Philadelphia has experimented with and discontinued some amazing products, and so has Yoplait, by the way, not going to lie. So our dairy companies are really fucking around and finding out right now. But this was a 90s thing. And I know Carl remembers, so let's see about you, TC, but they were the Philadelphia Cheesecake Bars.
I don't remember that one.
They were these, like, snack-sized bars of Philadelphia. Like, it was a really dense cheesecake and a really good, dense graham crackery crumb, on the bottom, and then it would be drizzled with like white chocolate or some shit, and they were in the refrigerated section. And they were probably about the, slightly longer than my palm, maybe. So
they're refrigerated.
What do you? Yeah, and they were refrigerated.
Refrigerated section.
Yeah.
I don't remember those.
And
I sent you both a picture, by the way.
They were fucking decadent. And they were so good. And, of course, they were a smaller, like, snack-sized portion, and that was, like, one of their big advertising things. It was like, hey, you can have cheesecake without, you know, eating a whole shit ton of cheesecake and getting all fat, you fatty, because it was the 90s.
Right.
So, huh. But they were amazing. And, yes,
wow.
I have also been disappointed by their discontinuation of some of their different types of cream cheese, or maybe it's just that I can't find them out here anymore because I like weird flavors of things, but it is so hard to find a chive and onion cream cheese anymore.
They have them in those little Philadelphia containers.
Yeah, I never find it in Philadelphia anymore.
I find the strawberry and the blueberry all the time. I love them. Strawberry cream cheese, blueberry cream, in the gray, little gray containers.
Yeah, and that's
the chive.
And that's what my family loves. Like, they have the whipped ones occasionally, but I want the actual just straight-up chive and onion, thick-ass cream cheese.
The bar, like the big bar of it.
Well, it's not in a bar. It's in a tub, but yeah, but it's the bar texture.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But the ones you're talking about are whipped, so it's a slightly different texture. It's a lot lighter.
Yeah, because the other day I didn't have any of that, and I had bagels with regular cream cheese on it, and I'm like, God, I'm missing the flavor chip. So,
no.
Hey, next time you do that, just throw a little bit of... Oh, fuck you for having bagel places.
Bagel place for that shit. Seriously.
Fuck you and your bagel places, you New York yuppie.
Yeah, I can just crack open a Thomas right here, throw it in the toaster oven, and I'm good.
Wow.
Don't have to go anywhere.
No.
All right. Hey,
okay.
Listen, you're talking about yogurt, right? You know what's totally disappeared?
What?
PCBY.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. Oh, there may still be one in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
You think? Because I thought it was they're completely gone, or at least they're like most of them closed.
No, like 99% of them have closed, and I dated a guy back in the day that was working at TCBY, and TCBY's been working on closing for 20 fucking years. Most of them are closed, but... Sorry, I have a five-year-old running out here.
I think there's a couple of them still around. No.
You've seen them in New York?
Oh, shit. There's one in East Memphis.
Nice.
Right next to the Malco Paradiso Theater. Like, that's right up the street for me. Huh. Interesting.
Wow.
Good.
There you go.
So
I know we're
talking about yogurt and everything, but I want to get to the two things before we go. We're getting on to 90 minutes here, so we're going to have to probably do another show. But
were you scheduled for 2 hours?
Yeah, generally, but 2 hours is when it quits. So we want to try to get it done before then. But anyway,
okay.
I want to talk about a particular candy company that basically is gone. And still dealing with a sinus infection. But Pearson, have you ever heard of Pearson candies?
Sure.
Maybe.
Are they gone?
Okay, they have two things that I loved. One of them is definitely gone, and I think the other one, you might still be able to get, but I haven't seen them in years. The one that's definitely gone is the 7-Up candy bar. Now, this is not the
price. Oh, yeah.
This is a
that is
candy
gone.
Bar called. And it was a bar with 7 pieces, and they all had different fillings. Vanilla, chocolate, peanut butter. Oh, those
nougat,
were,
those, toffee.
Oh,
yeah. It was, oh my God.
Those things were.
I never got to have one. I have always wanted to try one.
Oh, they
yeah, those
so
are definitely
good.
Gone. They're probably
and the other one that
to make, though, if you think
the other
it.
One that Pearson did. Now we all love peanut butter cups, Reese's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Mallow cup?
I told you, Carl, we still have Mallow cups here.
Carl, do you want me to drive 2 hours east to Altoona and go to the Mallow Cup factory in Altoona, Pennsylvania, the Boyer factory? It was Boyer Mallow Cups and Boyer Peanut Butter Cups. And they have an outlet store, and they got a museum, and they're still going. Altoona, Pennsylvania, look it up.
I can't find them anywhere. Cannot find them anywhere.
Well, you can't find them in New York, but, again, you can't find RC Cola. I can get an RC
right.
Cola and a Mallow Cup just about anywhere. One of the major places you can get those? Yeah, one of the major places I can get Mallow Cups is kind of a Dollar fucking General. Looking all their weird candies up front by the cash registers, and if you look hard enough, you'll find that shit.
I see.
I mean,
when was I in Altoona?
Yeah.
Last week. Big-ass billboard.
Yeah.
Visit our outlet store, you know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Time.
I'm
those,
on Amazon. They have them. They have them. Never mind.
They weren't Pearson. They were boys.
Hey, that's what happened with the cheese waffles, too. We couldn't even remember what they were called until we started looking it up. And, yeah, it was cheese waffles. And there's a few different brands, but they're not, like, widely distributed. Like, I can find Mallow cups because I know I'm in weird places in the South where people still get, like, really reminiscent for candies like that. And that's why I can still find moon pies. I am entirely sure that just our section of the Delta South is what's keeping the fucking Moon Pie Company afloat, okay?
And if you are, if you ever see on my page where I'm making fun of rednecks and stuff, I'll tell them to go get a Moon Pie. Get some Natty Ice and a Moon Pie and you'll be all right.
Hey, and if they're non-drinkers, now you know you can use the RC Cola.
That's right. You can go to the RC Cola. There is something I wanted to bring up. Carl, are you done with the candy? Now that we
I'm done right now. I have more, but I'm done right now. Go for it.
All right. Well, you know, we talked about, just briefly, we touched on TCBY being gone. At least we thought it was mostly gone.
It is.
Let me throw some names out to at you. Bennigan's, Chi-Chi's.
Oh, my God, that pretzel burger.
Boston Sea Party, Kenny Rogers Roasters, Howard Johnson's, Arthur Treacher's, Burger Shop, all gone.
I don't know any
Red
of those.
Bar.
Well, I know the Kenny Rogers. And
Bennigan's.
I've been to
it. I used to go to Bennigan's. Chi-Chi's was my favorite. Chi-Chi's until they killed all these people.
Bennigan's was like the only highlight of a really bad trip I took. I was on a youth group trip, and I had just started in this church and only had like a very little time to prepare and raise money for the trip. And, you know, we were poor and shit, so it's not like I got a whole lot of pocket money to take with me. And I didn't realize we were going to be eating out a whole bunch of stuff. My mom didn't either. And we were also having to do this, like, Secret Santa thing, and it was ridiculous. So I go to Bennigan's with them because that's where they're all eating in the mall in Dallas. And I'm having this awful, awful time, and I can't afford much food. And so, like, I'm literally looking on the kids' menu. I mean, I was a teenager, but I was a small teen, so I was passable. And there was this pretzel burger. And it was, like, literally exactly as much as I could afford, and I felt bad. I had to borrow money from somebody for a tip, because even as a kid, I wouldn't leave without tipping my waitress. That pretzel burger changed me. It was so good, and that may have been one of the first times that, like, food made me happy. because I was so depressed on that trip. And that burger was like the one time that something was really, really good. And I have remembered it ever since then. And I've only had it one other time, and it was still just as amazing. And now all the Bennigan's are closed. And I understand, because it was like a shitty, schlocky, tacky restaurant. But I am going to forever miss that burger.
I think Applebee's kind of killed Bennigan's. You know, an Applebee's,
Can suck my balls. Oh, my God. I've never liked that place.
I never either.
Ever.
Bennigan's was, I liked Bennigan's. I loved Chi-Chi's. Chi-Chi's was awesome.
Well,
great Mexican
Well,
food.
I got one for you, TC, because being from Bradford, how many times did you eat at the farm?
Well, it used to be called the Red Barn before that, and it was
exactly.
It was
a Red
chain.
Barn. And as a kid, my folks, that was the first place that they did buckets of chicken. This was before KFC.
Yep.
And, man, remember, you know, both my folks worked. My mom was actually in college at that point. This is like 65, 66. And about once a week, maybe even twice a week, they'd come in with a bucket of chicken for the family.
Yep.
And sides and everything. I think at that point it was like $7.99 for all this food. And it was just like, oh, my God. I love
that. Yeah, it was called Red Barn. There's still one Red Barn in Michigan. But they had this special burger called the Barn Buster.
Oh, God,
yeah. It predated the Big Mac, actually.
Yeah. And the Whopper.
Same concept, but yeah.
Okay, I have to say this right now, because we've talked a couple times already in this show. I think the next episode really needs to be focused, or at least the next episode with Carl and I don't know, we might have to do a few on this. We really need to talk about discontinued restaurants.
We could do restaurants and stores.
Yeah.
Ooh, restaurants and stores. TC, thank you, my love. You are just on the wavelength
think about
with me.
That.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know how many times my folks took us to Howard Johnson's. Want to eat some clams? Seriously.
If you're on the
I've
road,
never even seen one
for,
of those.
You looked for that orange roof. You looked for that orange roof wherever you were. And that was probably the first consistent restaurant anywhere in the country. You know what I mean by consistent? You know, you can go into McDonald's here or McDonald's where you are, and you're going to get the same crap. Hojo's was the same way. You knew when you stopped at a Howard Johnson's, you're going to get the same quality, the same menu, and everything. And
their ice cream was awesome.
Jeremy and I, actually Jeremy the kids and I were talking yesterday about Waffle House. And have you ever noticed, like if you really sit and think about it, every single Waffle House has the exact same layout.
Sure do.
If you walk in, it's the bar directly in front of you. Bathrooms are off to the right, usually in a little hallway sealed off by some doors. 90% of the time, you're going to find the jukebox on the right side of the doors with like two to three chairs sitting next to it. And then on the left side of the doors, you find the other chairs and the booths and all that. He actually did tell me that there's a Waffle House here just outside of Memphis that has a mirrored layout, and that the bathrooms are on the left. And that the,
you know, I've ate at Waffle House so many times, but only twice sober. Just to let you know. That used to be the bars closed, pouring the Waffle House, you know.
You thought you were drinking Perkins.
Yeah, Perkins in Bradford,
But
you
I live directly across the street from a Perkins. And I was so excited because, like, it's literally, like, you saw, Carl, it's right there in the Buster's parking lot. It's right there across the road from us. I mean, literally, like, maybe not even a mile up the road. Anyway, and I was so excited because Perkins used to be some real good shit. And Jeremy took me to Perkins actually last year at about exactly this time, weirdly enough. And it was the most disappointing, ridiculously just, I can't even. Carl, you'll understand this. It was like Shoney's.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God, that was horrible.
And I'm not talking old school Shoney's because that's one we're going to have to bring up in the next episode.
Yeah,
I'm talking about. Talking about my husband Carl and I went on a road trip to go see Steven, and we stopped at a Shoney's because we were all like, oh, my God, an open Shoney's? Yeah. We went there, and it was one of the worst restaurant experiences I've ever had in my life, food and service included. I was so mad.
Well,
yeah.
Was it a Shoney's Big Boy?
What is that?
No, it was a Shoney's. It was not a Shoney's Big Boy.
It was just a Shoney's. Yeah, it wasn't a Shoney's.
Yeah, it was
Big
a
Boy.
Shoney's. Now, it was all like nouveau and fancy looking. It wasn't your old school black and red Shoney's. It was all like silver and orangish and, you know, chromey shit. But their service sucked, and their food was worse than that. I went up the fresh food, not the buffet shit.
Yeah, there aren't any many Perkins left either, so I'm surprised you have one.
Yeah, it's still a thing down here in, like, Missouri and Tennessee. We don't have Perkins in Arkansas. We never have.
No. Did your Steak and Shakes go out of business?
Oh, God, yeah. When I was, like, a teenager.
Oh, I mean, no, ours went out, like, in the last 5 years. We lost all our Steak and Shakes around here. That was a good burger place. I like those.
I only knew of one Steak and Shake, and that was in Little Rock right by the crime lab. And when it closed, it was, I think it was while my mom was still working there. So this was more than 20 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Ours are all, I mean, they closed not all that long ago. So, you know, we got a lot of their closing around here, the Boston Market.
See, we don't have a lot of those to begin with.
Around here. So,
the closest Boston Market to me. Oh, yeah. So I think we need to do that. I think we need to do a show on restaurants and stores next time because.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do we want to go one final thing before we get into housekeeping around the table?
Yes, I'm going to do one final thing because I have to do this for the sake and solidarity of all of my Arkansans and really all of my Southerners. And I'm just going to say, if you know, you know. It was already a really great travesty a number of years ago when the Jackson Cookie Plant in Arkansas stopped making their lemon jumble cookies. They looked like flowers. They had this little hole in the middle. They had this delicate, like, icing striping across the top. They were amazing. And, yes, they made the city smell beautiful. So fuck all y'all if you think you live in a better city than I grew up in because yours didn't smell like lemon cookies and fresh honey all the time.
Luckily, we did live in Johnsonburg,
like
right, D.C.?
Ours smelled like crude oil.
Yeah.
But the real travesty here is that within the past few weeks, and you can verify this with Carl, everybody, I did call him in just an absolute mess because they have now discontinued the only acceptable cookie for making banana pudding. The Jackson Nilla wafers, not vanilla, Nilla wafers have been discontinued. And I will tell you now that every bag you can find in the South has been sold out for at least 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Nilla wafers are awesome.
Now, I don't know.
Yeah, but you're talking
Nestle. Different.
You're not talking Jackson.
No, ours are probably a different brand. But they're
spelled. Are you talking about the kind in the yellow box or the kind in the clear bag?
Boy, I haven't bought them in a long time, but they were always in a box. But they're probably not.
Okay,
yeah,
the yellow box.
They're probably Nabisco.
You're talking about
right.
Nabisco vanilla wafers. Jackson vanilla wafers?
I thought they were spelled vanilla.
No. Oh, those are vanilla. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Jackson vanilla wafers are gone. They are the only accessible cookie for making banana pudding, and I was not able to find anybody to get me some before they sold out.
Wow.
So I am so disappointed that my five-year-old and my new husband will not ever be able to taste my real banana pudding. I will still make it for people. I will probably just not eat it. And I'm not kidding. You can look it up online. Just type in Jackson, like hashtag Jackson on the Facebook, and it's going to come up with Jackson vanilla wafers. And I'm just going to say
sad.
That Lansdale really needs to get on that fucking cookbook for me, because now I need a vanilla wafer recipe.
Well, why, if they're so popular, why did the company close or what? What happened?
I'm not entirely sure. They just discontinued it. And so many people were like, what the fuck? Why are you discontinuing this? You can't discontinue this product. I mean, they had thousands and thousands and thousands of people going, what is going on? Why are you discontinuing it? Because they were like, well, if there's enough interest, we might keep it on the market.
Well, yeah, but, you know, everybody's got to buy a box a week or something to keep it going. But, yeah, I mean, that sounds weird that it's so popular. But how many things have been so popular that they were just discontinued because of bad surveying or bad demographics or something like that, you know?
Twinkies.
Maybe it's because we haven't been, yeah, maybe it's because we didn't buy enough. I don't know. Yeah, put it down.
I don't know. Banana pudding is a thing here, and there is not a single person I know of out here, at least, that will tell you anything other than you got to get the Jacksons. And really, they don't even have to tell you unless you've never made banana pudding before. But if you've ever made it, you don't even tell people you get the Jacksons. Like, they just know. It's been the brand, like the only brand for my entire life, and that is a big travesty. It's almost too soon for me to be talking about this because I'm getting a few heart palpitations thinking about it. Like,
okay,
I'm getting a little misty. And
so I just noticed something. If you want to pay the money, Amazon had 7 left. Jackson's Old Fashioned Vanilla Wafers, pack of 3, $44.95.
That's not bad, dude.
Pack of 3 boxes?
A pack of 3 bags.
Boxes. They're in a bag. They're in a bag.
Yeah, well, how
okay,
much is a 1-pound bag?
No, they're like a regular sized bag of cookies.
No, 11 ounces. 11 ounces per bag.
So that's 33 ounces of cookies for $44. That's scalper prices.
Yeah.
After it was announced and everybody was saying, like, I had people that were posting maps of which Kroger's they were like, I was here at this specific time and they had this many bags on the shelf. The week after, when you couldn't find any and I was checking on Amazon had that same deal, only it was like $67.
Huh.
Yeah, so they've actually gone down slightly. Maybe somebody found some cases somewhere, but that's how ridiculous it is right now. Jacksonville wafers are gone, and unlike the Nabisco wafers, Jackson didn't get soggy in the pudding.
Ah.
Jackson managed to maintain their crisp.
They were made for the pudding.
I think they really were.
The somebody in somebody the suits and the Jackson need to look into this and see what's going on. Like, hey, we fucked up. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, they did.
No.
And they fucked up in a way, kind of like when Twinkie announced that they were shutting down Twinkies and never making Twinkies again.
Yeah.
It was like that. That news hits you so hard because you're like, you never thought it could happen. They're
right.
So popular that it never occurred to you that they could go away.
And
I think that's what's
that
crazy.
Line, along that line,
yeah.
We could do products that started out local, like your Jackson wafers and my Isley's Klondike bars.
Yeah.
And got sucked up by somebody else, like my Heinz ketchup sucked up by Kraft Brands, you know. And everybody like Heinz, oh, Pittsburgh. I haven't been named Pittsburgh in 15 years. You know?
I know.
Everybody thinks Pittsburgh and Heinz. So. Oh, well, okay. We got lots of show possibilities coming up.
God, we do.
Absolutely.
And I miss being on shows with you, TC. I love
I
that you're doing the music thing because you are so amazing at it.
But we
definitely need to talk more, even if it's just like off the air, because I fucking love you, dude. So I think at this point, Carl is probably itching to do some housekeeping. So like a good producer, Carl, will you help me out with that now?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Give me a moment here and get here. Okay, so coming up this week. Okay, so tomorrow, Doc is going to be with us at 7 o'clock with Voices from the Bog, and he's going to be talking about anxiety and hairballs and about his wonderful cat, Scout, and some of the difficulties that he's been dealing with and so on and so forth. So that's what we're going to do on Wednesday. On Thursday, Noel Vera and Adam Ferenz and myself are going to do a show on the Oscar nominations and the best of 2022 films. And also, there's a possibility
things to say.
Oh, yeah. There's a possibility that Vicky may be with us on that, too. Then on Friday, go ahead.
So I was just saying, I've been on Noel's Facebook all day, and he woke up, drank his pissy Cheerios coffee, and had some things to say about the Oscars. So I cannot wait to hear this show.
Oh, yeah. We love Noel. And for those of you that don't know Noel, he's the premier film reviewer in the Philippines. He's Filipino, and I love this man. Just absolutely adore him. And he's been on many, many times with us. On Friday... This Friday, Adam is going to be doing the cathode ray mission. Of course, Adam was with us for a short period of time today. They're going to be talking about homicide life on the street. And then on Sunday, TC, do you want to talk about what you're doing on Sunday?
Yes, I will.
Sunday!
Yes, we're coming up on an anniversary, February 3rd, 1959. Is when the day the music died. That's when the plane crashed in Clear Lake, Iowa, that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the big bopper, J.P. Richardson. So Sunday, Sunday before that, the anniversary of that, I'm doing a show called The Day the Music Died. Now, the first set's going to be a double shot of each one of those guys, Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, J.P. Richardson. And then I'm going to do sets on three artists that died in motor vehicle accidents, three artists that died in other plane crashes, three artists that were shot and killed, three artists that died from drug or alcohol abuse, and three artists who committed suicide. So it's actually a total of 21 songs, but the first ones are short, so... It's almost like 18 songs, but it's my show is going to be called The Day the Music Died, and it's going to honor people that left us way too young.
What a beautiful, morbid little bitch you are.
I know. I was telling Carl about it. I go, okay, I got people who died from car wrecks and people who died from this and died. And he's like, Jesus. I go, no, but it's going to be a happy show. It's going to be a happy show.
Well, because you're honoring them. Okay, so I got to.
Yes, I am.
Wow. I'm loving it, but my deep, dark emo soul is also loving it.
Yeah. So, all dead people Sunday, the day the music died. And that's, of course, that line's from American Pie, Don McLean. And the song was about that plane crash, and that's where that line came from. So it's the day the music died for all of those people.
Wow.
And
a lot of other people.
Yeah.
I have something to mention, Carl. Do we have some more scheduled shows coming up that you need to talk about real quick?
No, that's it right now.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, then I think it's finally the time that we can talk about this. And if anybody else would be interested in joining in, we'd love your input. We don't have a date scheduled yet, but yay, we've got a super special commentary watch coming up in the next week or so. I finally, because I have keys in my hand, they're hanging on the key rack right now, but I could put them in my hand if I wanted to. My husband and I, major life accomplishment, plus 100 to adulting, just closed on a house, motherfuckers.
Beautiful.
So if you have no idea what I'm about to say for this commentary watch, then obviously you're a noob here. We are hoping to have our dear friend, House.
Shall I just say the name?
Mike. Yes.
House.
There we go. Sorry. I am horrible with names. I love Mike, and I know this, and we talk, all the time on our podcast. We're hoping that he can join us. We're hoping that anybody else who wants to can join us. We will be doing a very special commentary watch in honor of my new house.
Otherwise known
my
as
house. House. We will be doing a very special live commentary watch from my new house, or at least I'll be there, and I'm sure the family will chirp in like they always seem to. Look out for that here in the next week or so. We will be doing a wonderful, wonderful new commentary watch because I just feel like celebrating.
Absolutely.
You crazy little homeowner, you.
Oh, I know. They put my name on the paperwork and everything. It's like I'm a legal adult now and shit.
Did you say to them, are you sure? Did you do all of the background checks? Did you maybe miss something here?
I actually did say something like that because, of course, the husband had to get all the socials and all that stuff. And I was like, what are they looking for on this? What disqualifies me from being on the home ownership paperwork?
Really,
because we might need to have a conversation.
All right,
folks, we're at 1 minute before the show, so.
Oh. Well, I am so sorry it took so long, everybody. I have just missed talking to all you guys at the same time. So I think what Carl's trying to say at this point is that it is good night, but not good riddance, because we are getting back together for more of this beautifulness.
That's right. We got the posse.
We're going down the rabbit hole again pretty soon. I'm sure of that. So say good night.
All right, guys.
Send us out, Rachel.
Well, thank you for having me. Thanks for inviting me, Carl.
Thank you for being here. And next time you don't even have to be like a caller in. You can just be here for the whole show if you want or not. You can just eat your dinner halfway through and
of course,
perk up when you feel like it.
It was rare that I was off this early tonight, so it worked out well.
Well, Wonderful. Well, I love all of you out there listening, all of you here with me on the phone. I just love you all, guys. It's been really good to be back
too,
on the show again and talking about all the good times and the future times. So I'm just going to say good night.
Good night, everyone. Folks.